Hey, Pokemon fans and arcaders of all kinds, welcome to the Cartoon Connoisseur of the Theater podcast once again, and our mini-cast, Pokemon Rewind. Now, for those of you who haven't listened to the supplemental episode of Pokemon Rewind yet, I just want to really quickly review what we're going to be doing. So basically what we're going to be doing is we are going to be going through episodes of the Pokemon anime. And we're going to be talking about story elements and basically my general thoughts of the episode. Now, most of the time it's just going to be me by myself, but eventually I'll add some other Poke friends who are going to be joining me. Now, we are going to be going through one of the story arcs. Now, Pokemon is actually split into story arcs instead of seasons necessarily, like most TV shows are. Now, the story arcs are usually video games of the generation of video games that came out. For example, Red, Blue, Green, and Yellow were the Indigo or Kanto League, and Diamond and Pearl were the Diamond and Pearl League. Now, they may have different titles, like, for instance, Advanced Battle was Ruby and Sapphire, but generally, they are the storyline of the game, or as close as the game as they could get to it. But for this first story arc that we're going to be doing, we're actually going to be doing a story arc called the Orange Island Adventures. Now, Orange Island League was technically the second story arc, if you will. And it was kind of an interesting one because this is the only anime story arc that didn't actually connect to the video games. Now, I go into that in detail in the supplemental episode, so if you want to get caught up with that, then feel free to do so. But for this episode, we're just going to go right into the episode. I also want to first again warn you that we will be going through spoilers. However, the show is back in the 90s, so you have a long time to watch it, folks, but there is spoilers ahead, so make sure if you don't want it to be spoiled that you watch the episode first before listening to the podcast. Okay? So let's jump into our first episode in the Orange Island League, and that, of course, was the episode entitled Say that three times fast. So, Pallet Party Panic aired on December 4th, 1999. And basically, it was the first of the Orange Island League. Now, this basically starts off right where the Indigo League or Kanto League ended. And basically, what happened was Ash lost in the tournament at the end of the Kanto League. And he basically went back to Pallet. And that's where we basically pick up from there. Now, Pallet Town, when he get back, his mom and Professor Oak basically throw him a big party, and everyone is there. I'm not exactly sure who these people are. I've never seen them before, but apparently Ash has lots of friends in Pallet Town. It must not be a big town, I guess, but I think that's the whole point. Anyways, so they're having a big party for Ash and celebrating the fact that he was in the top 16 in the Indigo League. And, of course, Brock and Misty and Ash all decide to bring out their Pokemon. So they start bringing out the Pokemon so that they can celebrate as well, except for Charizard. Now, for those of you who don't know, at this point, Ash's Charmander, which he started off with, has now evolved fully into a Charizard. But this Charizard has become basically very disobedient, will not listen to Ash, doesn't respect Ash, and so this Charizard just does whatever it wants. So Ash is gonna throw the Pokeball out, but is stopped by Misty and Brock after they remind Ash that he's very disobedient and probably would wreck the party. So that's basically where our episode starts off. Then we find, of course, Team Rocket. Of course, Team Rocket, Jesse, James, and Meowth are, of course, following Ash, as always, trying to steal his Pikachu. And, well, they are very poorly disguised as caterers in this party. And their plan is to give Ash and friends very, very spicy food. And while they're eating the spicy food and having their mouths on fire, they're going to steal Pikachu. And so that's what they do. They start eating the spicy food, they get distracted, they steal Pikachu. And then, of course, we get into our usual Team Rocket intro. If you don't know the model by now, you should know it. But my question, real quick, I just want to take an aside. Who hired Team Rocket? I mean, literally. I'm sure that Ash's mom has seen Team Rocket at least once by now. So she knows who Jesse James and Meowth is. So who exactly hired Team Rocket? That's just a little food for thought. Also, as they're flying away with Pikachu, they drop him off a rope out of the bottom of the balloon they're going off in. Why did they do that? Why did they show Ash that they had Pikachu? I mean, I guess it's to taunt him a little bit, because they've been chasing him for so long. But really, Ash didn't even know Pikachu was missing until they showed him Pikachu. So, I mean, really, it doesn't even make sense in a way. I get the fact that they possibly are taunting him, but I don't know. It just doesn't really make sense. Again, kid cartoon. And then my other question is, after they steal Pikachu and they start flying away, they decide to distract everyone even more by throwing bombs at the party from above. My question is, how was no one injured in this whole bombing raid that they had? And, you know, why were the other, I'll go into the other problem a little bit later, but basically that just came to mind. So basically they're bombing the party. Ash's Pidgeotto goes to try to stop them and gets poisoned by Arbok's poison sting. But then Ash gets so steamed that he decides to pull out Charizard, who, again, doesn't listen to Ash at first, but then sees a giant table of food and decides to go eat because he's hungry. But then one of Team Rocket's bombs blows up the table. He gets angry and then flies off and destroys Team Rocket's balloon and saves Pikachu. Now, this is my other question about the episode. If Charizard is very disrespectful of Ash, why did he save Pikachu? That's another food for thought to really kind of think about. Why in the world would he save Pikachu? But maybe him and Pikachu are friends, but Ash isn't? I don't know. But anyways, he saves Pikachu, but then starts ruining the party. As Misty, Brock, and Ash feared, Charizard basically just busts up the party. That's basically it. They don't even show any solution. That's it. Charizard's running amok, and that's where they end it. Of course, then we also have a scene of Team Rocket then falling into a tree, and in the tree there's a whole group of Pidgey and Pidgeotto, and they're basically just staring at Team Rocket, and Jesse goes to see what's going on, and of course gets attacked by a Pharaoh and some Spearow. And that's basically where they left it off again. Again, they just drop this for now, and then they go back to Ash and friends. Now, as Ash is getting his Pidgeotto healed, Professor Oak comes in and basically asks Ash to do him a favor. Now, apparently there's this GS ball that a Professor Ivy has in the Orange Archipelagos, or the Orange Islands as we know them, and he wants Ash to go get it. Now, Ash, of course, asks why, because, you know, because can he just transport it like a regular Pokeball? But unfortunately, they can't transport it. They don't know why. So Ash decides to go. Of course, this is a new region, a new area. Ash can go around, you know, so they're very excited about it, especially Brock, because it's a beach, and that's all I gotta say. If you know Brock's personality, you know exactly why he wants to go to the beach. Anyways, so then, of course, Ash and friends leave, and they go into this forest, and it's really quiet. It's kind of an eerie kind of quiet, and they don't know what's really going on. So they're kind of looking around. They're kind of just not really sure exactly what's going on. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a Pharaoh and some Spearow just come and attack. And Ash realizes after this Pharaoh attacks them that this Pharaoh is actually the Spearow which he hit with a rock at the very beginning of the show. If you remember the first episode of the show, if you don't worry about it. Basically, in the first episode of the show, he decides he wants to try to catch a Pokemon, and he doesn't have any Pokeballs, so what he does is he throws a rock and hits a Spearow in the head. Now, the Spearow gets angry with him and starts attacking, and Pikachu then Thundershocks it, and then all of a sudden, all of Spearow's friends come flocking in and attacking him all at the same time. That's what happens, and Ash realizes that this is that very same Spearow who has a bone to pick with Ash. Now, the Pharaoh comes in and picks up Ash and Pikachu and starts flying away. Now, we don't know what the Pharaoh is actually going to do with Ash. I would assume it's probably going to go as high as it can go and then drop him. Before Pharaoh can do anything, Ash orders Pikachu to thundershock everyone, which makes Pharaoh drop him into a tree where Team Rocket is. Now, Team Rocket basically brings Ash up to speed on what's going on. The Pharaoh and Spearow are attacking the Pidgey and Pidgeotto, and the Pidgeotto are scared to leave the tree. And if they leave the tree, then they'll attack, and so Team Rocket stays in the tree so that way they don't get attacked by Pharaoh and Spearow, and also the Pidgey and Pidgeotto don't get attacked as well. So Ash decides to do something I thought was both genius and funny all at the same time. He starts jumping on the branch and knocks Team Rocket off the tree, which then sends the Spearow and Pharaoh in to attack them and basically become a decoy, which actually was pretty hilarious to watch because, you know, here are these guys, they keep hounding him for his Pikachu, he doesn't want to give it up, and it's just something that just, it's a mischievous side of Ash I don't think we really see hardly anymore. You know, I really always see Ash as kind of like this prankster every once in a while. You know, he's a good guy and he's the hero, but every once in a while he does like to be a little mischievous, and I kind of enjoyed that. So as Team Rocket is being attacked by the Spearow and Pharaoh, Ash tries to tell the Pidgey and Pidgeotto they're safe, they can fly off now, you know, go away, get out of here. But obviously he can't speak Pokemon, so what does he do? Well, he pulls out his Pidgeotto, who can, of course, communicate with the Pidgey and Pidgeotto. So his Pidgeotto does convince the group to go ahead and get going. But as they're leaving, the Pharaoh and Spearow come back and start attacking. And, of course, specifically the Ash's Pidgeotto, who gets hurt really badly and then falls down. Now, where you think that he's down and out, and all of a sudden, he starts acting weird. Of course, anytime a Pokemon starts acting a little weird, that means, of course, that they're evolving. And so Pidgeotto evolves into Pidgeot. And now that Pidgeot is fully evolved, he then asks Ash and Pikachu to go fly with him to go finish off Pharaoh and the Spearow. So Pidgeot goes up in the air with Ash and friends. They start fighting, of course, with the combination of both Pidgeot and Pikachu, they win. Now, the one thing that I wanted to note here that I thought was quite interesting is that Ash actually tries to catch the Pharaoh, but the Pharaoh is actually strong enough to hit the Pokeball away. I thought that was kind of a little of a side that Ash would try to catch this Pikachu. My other thing about this is, if he tries to catch, why would he want to catch that Spearow anyways? This Spearow has been nothing but a jerk to him. I guess in some ways it could be like he tried to capture him because if he captured him, that would be a good way to get that Pharaoh out of here because he's kind of the leader of the Spearow. I don't understand it, but it doesn't work. So Pidgeot then Pharaoh comes back with his whole group of Spearow, and then of course Pidgey and the Pidgeotto start helping out, and they beat all of them, of course, and Pharaoh and Spearow fly off and you never hear from him again. And then, of course, after this happens, Ash decides that Pidgeot would be best to stay with the Pidgey and Pidgeotto and just protect them again. If the Pharaoh or Spearow ever come back, he can protect them. Now, one little note, this is the final episode of Pidgeot. We don't ever see Pidgeot ever again, even though Ash does promise to come back and see Pidgeot after he comes back from the Orange Islands. Which never, ever happens, by the way. Never happens. You never see him again. I think there's a flashback a little bit later on, but generally, it's done. He is done. That's it. They win, and Ash and friends go off into the sunset, off to the Orange Islands, and of course, our last and final shot is Team Rocket being attacked by the Pharaoh and Spearow. So, yeah. That's basically it. So, here's my feelings about the episode. First of all, my pros. So, my pros are basically, there were some pretty funny lines in this episode. I think one of the funniest ones, I don't know why I thought it was funny. I just really like when words are mispronounced. So, James in one part says bon appetit, which I thought was pretty funny. I like the whole story arc, the fact that Charizard is not listening to Ash. I really, really, really like that story arc. I really love that because it's character development. It's taking a character from one point and bringing them to another. And we're going to see as this series goes along, kind of Charizard and Ash's relationship and how it grows. And I really, really enjoy that. That's something I really, really love in stories is when a character grows and a character changes. And it doesn't just take one or two episodes to actually do it. It takes time. It takes a few episodes. And with TV, that's something that you can actually do. You can really have some character development. And I really, really, really enjoyed that. So another thing, again, I will reiterate this from before, is Ash's mischievousness. Ash and Pikachu kind of have a little bit of a mischievous side, especially in the first couple seasons. And he kind of loses it after a while, but I kind of like that mischievous side of Ash. And I kind of like the kind of jokey, prankster kind of aspect of Ash. And I kind of wish they'd bring it back. And I just love that he uses Team Rocket as a decoy. I think that's just absolutely hilarious. So I wish they would bring that back. I've seen a few of the newer episodes, and they've kind of just left that alone in favor of other things. But generally, it's just something I kind of wish they'd bring back. Another thing I really want to add is this is the first episode I've seen of the old series in a very long time, and I really have to admit, I kind of miss the look of the animation of this show. I think the animation, the look, the art direction that this show, this few first seasons had, looked really cool. It looked like a watercolor painting in a way, kind of a natural watercolor painting. I thought it was really kind of cool, and I was very impressed by the animation style, and I think the Japanese studio did a bang-up job of really bringing this to life. I just really enjoyed that. Another thing I really liked is the voice acting. Now, there are debates over whether people love the English dub or they don't love the English dub. Personally, I really enjoyed the English dub actors. I think they did a very good job. I like them. I like the original better than I like the newer versions, although the newer versions aren't really terrible. I'm so used to hearing Ash's voice as Veronica Taylor that it's just something that I kind of miss. So, and it's something I really wish would come back, but unfortunately I know it's not going to happen at least anytime soon. So let's just leave it at that. I really enjoyed the voice acting, and I thought it was really good. Now, here's some cons on the episode. I'm going to try really hard to bring you both good and bad and not just be a fanboy and just gush over everything. I know I kind of said this before in my Ruby podcast, but I really want to give you both good and bad. And some of the bad things of this episode. Now, if you, again, bringing back my Ruby podcast, if you listen to the second episode was kind of more setup. And I'm really not a huge fan of setup because usually there's really no story meat to dive into. It's just setup. It's just, you just have to get through explanations and basically really bring just some context to what's about to happen. So that's one of the reasons I didn't like this episode as much. Is I just didn't like that it was just set up, and there really wasn't hardly any kind of story meat to go over. Obviously, if you haven't watched this before, the GS ball is a huge mystery for a long time, and they just kind of drop it. We never actually get a payoff to see what is in the GS ball. But I really like that they're kind of bringing some things in that kind of want you to watch the next couple of episodes. So I did like that, but I really just don't like setup because it just takes a long time to explain. But this is actually kind of a good jumping off point if you've never really watched the series up until this point. It really kind of is a good jumping off point. Next is Team Rocket's plan. Now, there are some people who really love Team Rocket, and there are some people who really hate Team Rocket. I'm kind of in the middle. I don't hate them, but I'm not particularly fond of them. I really, really wish that sometimes I really think they just kind of cram them into an episode because they are fans of the Team Rocket. But I think there are some movies, some episodes that would have been a whole lot better if they didn't cram Team Rocket into it. So I really think that this episode probably had the worst plan ever by Team Rocket. This was just the weirdest and just stupidest plan I've ever seen them come up with. And the weirdest part of this all was that it almost worked. It almost worked. All they did was give Ash and friends spicy food and stole Pikachu while they weren't looking. This was not a good plan. And then they showed that they had Pikachu. What were they thinking? I just don't know. It was just kind of a really, really weird plan, and I just didn't like it. The fact that that Misty, Brock, Ash's mom, and Professor Oak did basically nothing through that full episode. Nothing of note, really. I mean, they had a couple of good plans, good lines, and things like that. But for the most part, they really did nothing. Especially Oak and Ash's mom. They just stood there and watched as Charizard was destroying the party. And did nothing to stop the Charizard from doing what it wanted. I get that this is a kid's show. But even kids know that every once in a while, adults have to step in. They have to do something, and they just stood there and just watched. So I just think that that was kind of a weird thing that, like, this was an Ash episode. This was an Ash-centric episode. Like, Ash just did everything, and everyone else was just in the background. They didn't really do much. I just think that, you know, Brock and Misty could have contributed in some way. The other thing I didn't like about this episode is it was kind of like two short episodes smooshed together. Because really, it was first the whole party story thing, and then, of course, the Spearow, Fearow, Pidgey, and Pidgeotto thing was kind of crammed together into one, like, long episode. So it almost felt like I was watching two episodes. I don't necessarily have a problem with it, per se. I just think that, I don't know, I think that they could have made the story a little bit longer, maybe a little bit involved, maybe separated them. I don't know. I can't really tell you exactly, but it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way that this was like two stories mushed together, and it just didn't really seem like they fit together. That's pretty much it for Pokemon Rewind and our episode Palette Party Panic. So thank you so much for joining us here. If you like this podcast, please make sure you subscribe to us and make sure you put a 5-star or whatever star review on our feed so that people can find us easier. Also, please let me know what you thought about this episode, Palette Party Panic, on Facebook, on Twitter. On Facebook, I'm facebook.com/TalesFromTheGameGrid. That's my monthly comic. You can go there and you can leave comments there. Or you can go on Twitter, and we have two accounts that you can leave messages on. Our @ArcadeANetwork is the first one, and the second one is @TalesFTGameGrid. Again, that's @ArcadeANetwork or @TalesFTGameGrid. So please feel free to leave your comments. And if you're listening to this on YouTube or you're listening to this on the site, please make sure to comment below and just let me know how this podcast does, whether you like it, whether you don't. I would love some feedback too. So please let me know. Now, our next episode of the Pokemon Rewind podcast, we're going to be talking about the next episode in the Orange Islands, and that is A Scare in the Air. Well, Ash and friends decide to take a blimp ride, and guess who's at the helm? That's right, Team Rocket. I think I would make sure to not get on that blimp. Anyways, enjoy the next episode, and here's a clip from it. So, this is UberNerd527 saying goodnight, everyone.
You're trapped this time, and nobody's leaving this balloon till we get what we want! Now hand over that Pikachu!
Oh, let's make this transaction
a bit more exciting! Aha!
Weezing! Showtime!
Chama!
Weezing!
Alright, Arbok! Use your fight attack!
Chama!
Pikachu! Thundershot now!
Yeah! Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.